Hello, this is David Brim, and I'm the founder of Orlando Entrepreneurs. We are the hub for Orlando entrepreneurship, and our mission is to connect, cultivate, and celebrate our local entrepreneurs. We bring together our local entrepreneurial ecosystem to help impact our entrepreneurs, their companies, and our local economy. Learn more at OrlandoEntrepreneurs.org. Now over to Josh Wilson to get forward with our show.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to Orlando Entrepreneurs. My name is Josh, and I'm your host. And in today's office and episode, we have Taj Adhav, the CEO and founder of Leasecake. Taj, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Great to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Leasecake. What is Leasecake?
Leasecake is a commercial real estate lease management platform that simplifies people's lives. So it's a mid-market play that the genesis of the idea was actually started at a conversation at a diner over a cup of coffee a few years ago. Fast forward, we took the idea, pitched it, and we won an international Techstars competition with 200 cities in 58 countries. So this is the beginning of a story when I thought I had plenty of time on my hands, like you did, Josh, and now I have no time because we have a live product that has had incredible market acceptance and validation. But it's exciting, and it's really, I think it's a game changer for commercial real estate. It is not something that is for the large commercial real estate investors or REITs or institutional large-scale developers, but it's for people that are very entrepreneurial, people that have commercial real estate holdings of, you know, up to 150, 200 different tenants, multiple buildings, and it could be people like you and your partner. It could be your parents or my parents, people that just want to invest in commercial real estate and they have equities. And it's a fascinating business because the more layers that we uncover in this Leasecake product, we realize that it's for everyone who either owns or rents real estate at some point in their business. And that means everybody that, you know, they're a small business owner that's running a pizza shop, a nail salon, a Montessori school, a coffee shop, or a car repair center, or a gymnastics club, or the owners of those buildings.
So, okay, so I'm starting to like wrap my head around what you guys do, and this is really excited, and I just saw your pitch deck, which is extremely cool and very interactive. Tell me and tell the audience, if I'm a real estate investor focusing on real estate commercial, you know, commercial real estate, like what does this product do? Like why should I use this and what would it do for me?
That's a great question. The thing that was the real call to action was we realized that in this market, everybody depends on spreadsheets. Everyone depends on Outlook reminders. They know that there's ways to save their leases in the cloud. There's things that you can do with your iPhone. But there are all these disjointed tools that you think are, that's the best there is, and I'm okay with it. In fact, we've come across several of our customers that were not only just using spreadsheets and Outlook reminders or iPhone reminders, they actually used a whiteboard. So literally every month, they had all of these columns and the tenants and what the dates were. And the last column on the right-hand side was who's paid in which month. And so every month they would erase it and they would say, you know, hey, did the check clear on this guy? Well, I've got to come into the office Monday and check the whiteboard. I mean, it became a running joke. Now, fast forward, that customer has not, they've moved their offices. They're not putting the whiteboard up anymore because they're using Leasecake. So to answer your question, it's get rid of those old archaic tools. Now, some of them are state-of-the-art. There's Google Cloud, there's Dropbox, but they're just disjointed. Put your information into Leasecake. We are the unspreadsheet for commercial real estate because everyone wants information at their fingertips, right? In today's world, it's the notion of people live and die by their phones. People have their phones next to them, you know, when they go to bed, when they wake up in the morning, before they say hello to anyone or good morning, they use their phones. It's taking everything you have in all of these, you know, on your desktop or in your office, paper files, paper checks, QuickBooks, you can keep everything onto your phone, and that's what resonates the most. So no one's really understands that there is such a capability or a service called lease management. And lease management is taking all of that information, dates and dollars and reminders, and putting it in the palm of your hands. So you have instant access to every bit of information. Who's the tenant? What's the lease details? When is the rent increases? When are the rent expirations? What's the late fees? Automatically calculating when that rent is due, or what's the renewal notice period for an option? So it's empowering people to really understand what their assets are.
So that sounds pretty exciting if I'm if I own real estate, and you know, commercial real estate. I own maybe 150 units, mm-hmm. and I have to try to keep track of these. I was using a whiteboard, but then I switched over to Google Sheets or something like that. But having something where I could scroll and say, this person owes money, this person's, you know, rent is increasing, this apartment or building is coming available, right? So having that in the palm of my hands, like, do you provide some type of information to the tenant themselves about the app or about their rent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The idea is not about empowering just one side of the equation in business,
okay.
Owners and tenants, owners versus tenants. It's about empowering the tenant as well. So what we realize is that tenants will log into LeaseCake. They have their own view of the same lease, right? The lease binds them to that owner. It binds them to the unit. And by virtue of that piece of paper, right, whether it's a 4-page lease or a 39-page lease, it's the same document. So the beauty is a transparent peer-to-peer communication system between both parties. So the tenant logs in and says, hey, Josh, you know I just got the rent increase reminder from Hello at LeaseCake, and I'm glad that it was sent proactively because now I can tell Bob in accounting to make sure that rent is the right amount. Because I forgot 3 years ago, Josh, that I needed to, I agreed to that $100 rent increase, but I'm not embarrassed. But I got the Hello at LeaseCake email. So it's a way to be proactive. Now, the flip side is, if I forgot, I could look at my lease in the cloud through LeaseCake. And then I could say, I don't really even need to call you. It just all happens automatically. I'll just tell Bob. So it's again, it's this transparency system that doesn't exist today. And if I was a tenant and I had more information than you did, you would say, well, I'm not sure, Taj, you know, whether you're responsible for that air conditioning repair. I have to go back to my office. I'll call you on Monday because I don't have the lease at my fingertips. Well, now you're empowered as well. So it really is a shared empowerment information tool that helps you focus on your business, right? You want to make money and I want to save money.
Yeah. This optimizes the actual process, the whole communication process between tenant and landlord. Like this makes it a lot smoother and a lot more transparent.
That's exactly right.
And nobody else is doing this.
You know, it's a great question because people say all the time, you know, who's your competition? Competition exists everywhere, but what they don't understand, and we spend a lot of time looking at it, that it's about the simplification of a very simple concept. The notion of taking dates and dollars and reminders and those key dates and those automatic calculations and putting it in the hands in a form factor that's simple, right? It's secure and it's satisfying. Many of the software platforms that are out there, they really serve the large-scale REITs and institutional developers, right? And if anyone has an office and they're managing a portfolio of tenants and units and they have more than 10 or 20 people, we might not be for them. Because they have a whole team that can manage a bunch of spreadsheets or they can manage a large enterprise platform. But those platforms are desktop dependent, tablet dependent, and if you try to use one of their applications on the phone, it is far too cumbersome and there's too many features that become so complicated and difficult to understand. So our idea of being simple, secure, and satisfying is about focusing on what matters. And today, what matters is the most important question. Why has the mobile phone won? Is because it simplifies communication, simplifies taking photographs, it simplifies getting in touch with people. And that mobile form factor is really a key differentiator from our competition, but we are running fast because, like, as soon as people see it, they say, oh my God, I need that. I mean, our process to onboard a customer when they come to our website, it's minutes. They see the demo, And literally last week, a gentleman from Boulder said, I love it. When can I start? Great. How long does it take to set up? And then boom, within minutes, he had access to it.
All right. So this is very cool. how in the world did you start this? Like, let's go back in time to like your start in entrepreneurship, or, you know, what does your background look like? Like, how did you build this? Where did you get your start?
Right. So, first of all, my dad told me to be a chartered accountant, a CPA. And I was for 15 years. I was at Disney Development Company, real estate development, hotels, and Disney Vacation Club. I transitioned after that period to be an early owner, early investor at Channel Intelligence. I was employee number 8. And the long story short there, in Channel Intelligence had a nice exit to Google several years back. And we built what we thought was a pretty amazing metadatabase platform at the burgeoning, the beginning of e-commerce, where we sold to manufacturers. We had all of the who's who of consumer electronics, HP and Intel. I mean, it's everyone, that every brand that you would know. Retailers started to fall in love with our service because every one of our leads converted very well, right? Whether it's Best Buy, Office Depot, Target, Walmart, Amazon, Frugal. So, you know, all of these different comparison shopping engines saw the benefit of what we did. And ultimately, we built a retail data platform. We had a manufacturing platform. And like, it just felt right. And we are super hungry. We have a fierce sense of urgency. And everyone on our team has that same feeling. And of our team members on our website, several of us are from CI, Channel Intelligence. But the parallel, the strength in that parallel is, it's great to get a team back together, and we have several others that are they think just like us. And the parallel is that manufacturers and retailers have this symbiosis. One can't exist without the other. Same thing with owners and tenants. They can't exist without the other. So for us to be a player to help transform, you can call us disruptive. I don't necessarily want to say that we are just yet, but the potential could be significant. Why? Because every 30-minute meeting becomes a 2-hour meeting, and it doesn't matter who we meet with. It could be an attorney. It could be a tenant who's a repair provider, air conditioning service person. It could be an owner that says, you should do this. You should take a look at this. Because ultimately, we're building a very unique, never-before-created solution that people could say, oh, there's property management solutions out there. There's this. But it's how you deliver it and how it's consumed. And we win by listening to the customer. And we won at CI by listening to the customer. You know, I managed HP. I managed Intel. And those relationships, when you listen, they'll tell you what to build. They'll tell you what they'll buy. And that's why we won the International Techstars competition, because we had a subject matter, we still do have a subject matter expert in-house, Jim Bankston, my friend who I met at coffee at a diner. And he said, Taj, you're a business guy, you're a tech guy, let's build an app. And I liked the idea, but I promptly did nothing with it for 2 years until this opportunity existed. So it's this kind of this perfect storm of, I feel like I've been training for this all my life. And I think everyone at our company feels like they've been training for this all their life, where let's make a difference, right? Let's not just try to make a ton of money, but let's actually contribute to change the value equation, change and improve transparency amongst business owners, and provide a true peer-to-peer platform that helps everyone get on with whatever they want to get on with, right?
So you're having conversation over coffee, and someone who owns some real estate said, hey, you're a tech guy. Is there anything out there that fixes this? And you say, no, but maybe it should be this. And then the idea just sat for a little bit.
It did.
And then you had another conversation.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
So when Jim told me his challenge, 50 tenants in 9 buildings, and I'm like, okay, maybe we can build an app. And, you know, a year goes by. And I kept thinking about it, right? And I started to sketch, maybe I've got some time. Maybe I'll build an app, right? I'll learn how to code. And so I, you know, started to sketch out some ideas. And I said, well, before I even learn to code, let's come up with some names. And I love names. I love clever names. And so I did a quick little search of what domains available. And I was like, man, this leasing problem should be easy. It should be like a piece of cake. It should just be simple. You know, it's got to be. And I found leasecake.com was available. And I still, Josh, I still have the text. a year before we win the global competition, a year before I got invited to this event, I said, hey, Jim, what do you think of leasecake.com? Literally, it was a year before. And he's like, yeah, I like the idea. What did I do with that idea? Nothing. Yeah. I didn't even buy the domain, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
A year goes by, and now it's right before Thanksgiving, and I got invited to this event, and I had two tickets. And thanks, you know, to Million Cups, you know, R.C. Williams, he was the guy that forwarded me the tickets. And I said, well, what's my obligation, you know? He's like, just hang out, you know, help some local startup people do their thing. And I said, great. And that's when I said, I got two tickets, let me call Jim Bankston. And he's like, I can't make it, dude. It's, you know, I can't. But I said, should I pitch this stupid idea? I said that to him. And this is now 2 hours before, you know, I had to be there for the dinner, which is nothing more than pizza in a box, right? So I said, okay, if you want me to pitch it, I'll pitch it. But it's our idea. So I literally wrote the 60-second pitch that I wasn't even sure I was going to read. I had it in my back pocket. 80 people show up at Techstars Global Startup Weekend in Orlando at Catalyst, and 39 people stood up, and I said, and they did their pitches, great ideas, silly ideas, serious ideas, and I said, I'm going to be, you know, a wuss if I don't do something, and I've got this pitch here. And I said, hi, we're LeaseCake. We're a software as a service platform to help improve the real estate leasing experience for mid-tier property managers and owners to proactively manage their rent increases and their lease expirations and move on with their business and modernize and help them grow and scale. We're LeaseCake. It's a piece of cake. And I sat down.
Wow.
And that's it. And then we were the top vote getter that Friday night. And I called my wife and said, I have no idea what just happened. And I said, hi, I'm LeaseCake. I need, I think, a couple developers and maybe a marketing person and a business person. And suddenly we had seven team members that I'd never met before. Many of them had never met each other. And we would like walk over hot coals for each other by the end of that weekend. We built a working prototype. We had paying customers and we had a winning pitch. So that process where it was, I had plenty of time on my hands, let me help. Now it's consumed us all and we won. And it was just more and more validation, right? It's not just product market fit, but if you have a customer, yes, there's a product market fit for the one customer. When you have global judges in 58 countries and 200 cities that say, I like what you're doing, you're on to something, peer-to-peer, let's treat each other as human beings. Let's focus on what makes sense to grow each other's businesses, whether you want to make money and build a real estate empire, whether you want to, you know, grow your business and you own a pizza joint, or you have, you know, multiple franchise locations. Everybody has a need.
Taj, this is David Brim, and I wanted to ask a question just for our audience to really understand the magnitude of what you accomplished with the Techstars competition and winning that. I don't know if people understand truly how big of a deal that really was. How many participants were in the competition?
Oh, man, around the world. I think there was somewhere around between 15,000 and 16,000 around the world. Those are individual attendees. And, you know, Techstars, they do a wonderful job. And I had known Techstars before, but I didn't realize there was this thing called a Global Startup Weekend. So every year they do it. And Orlando, I think, had just re-energized that mantle. And so Orlando was one of the many cities across North America. So I had no idea what I was walking into. And it was phenomenal because I just thought it was this one little event. And that when we won by Sunday, we said, okay, my God, this is incredible. You know, we got this plaque, cool, drinks for everybody. And woke up from our hangover the next Monday. And we got this email from Techstars saying, you've advanced to the regional competition. We had no idea what we'd even done. And we said, oh, is that the southeast of the United States? No, it's the continent. Because the regions of the globe are the regions of the globe. It's the continent. So we're going, and now it's Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving. And they said, you have to submit a 3-minute demo the week of Thanksgiving. So Tuesday afternoon, we get the email. Everybody, you know, if you were on our team, Josh, you'd be in Atlanta. We had a couple guys that were in Columbia. You know, one person was in Atlanta. Everybody was scattered to the wind. I said, guys, if we want to win again, we have to do a 3-minute demo. And we did. And then we win North America. So it felt incredible.
So can you talk a little bit about the momentum that you had after winning that competition, and where, how long ago was that, and what was the next steps that took you to where you are today?
Man, that's a great question. It has been a whirlwind. So it's been 5 months, basically, you know, the end of December, and the journey was such an incredible series of fortunate events that has happened. It was Jim and myself, and one of the developers had stayed with us from that Techstars Global Startup Week. So there was three of us. And we're trying to develop a product, and I would be wearing multiple hats. We'd all be wearing multiple hats. And, you know, from one coffee to the next, one LinkedIn connection to the next, one, you know, we were in the Orlando Business Journal. And it's just, it's a great story, but people started to gravitate towards us, and they said, you know, so how can I help you? I said, we need to hire talent. We need to hire developers and business people, because by this time, David, we had probably, you know, at least 100 different discussions, okay, either email surveys back or coffees and breakfasts and lunches, where there was incredible validation. Like, they, you know, people would say, there's five people you need to talk to. Such and such could really use it. I saw their whiteboard. I saw their spreadsheet. They're just pulling their hair out. There's no solution. So the validation was there, and that's why we just put our foot to the, you know, pedal to the metal, foot is all the way down. And it's just, it's about finding the right talent. So the serendipitous event that happened one after the other was finding our head of product right now. He's an ex-channel intelligence person, you know, found a great lead full stack developer. He's originally from Peru. He's a US citizen. You know, we are all hungry. We want to change how this market works. We also want to improve lives for people, and we feel we can make a difference. So the series of people that we had all met have done nothing but improve our product over and over. And in the last 4 months, we've got a fully loaded system that's been out in the market, being used, loved, and feedback that it's nothing short of phenomenal, but we're still, like, you know, we're finally kind of coming up for air saying, hey guys, check out Leastcake, because we're live, we're in production, and we're now putting our foot on the gas of how to increase that adoption and spread the message.
Wow, so this has been really, really fast for you guys. You discovered a problem, you pitched it, you won this global competition, which is huge. You started getting this incredible amount of attention from customers.
Right.
And you guys built the product, and now it's live. Like, you're in the hands of customers.
Absolutely.
So what, yeah, where are you guys at, you know, currently in business, and where do you see it going?
We are, we have so many different fronts to move forward on. One is to increase awareness and adoption and having customers use our platform. It's a freemium model, right? It's basically get the Leastcake essentials free for life. And what are those things? Those are the essential views that you need on your mobile phone, mobile, tablet, or desktop. It's mobile adaptive. It's who's late, when, you know, what are the rent amounts that need to be paid? What are the late fees? When are those leases expiring? When are the rent increases being planned? And if those leases are expiring, how can you market them? So that's all out there right now in the marketplace. We're currently developing our premium features. So that's the group that we want. We want to now bring in even more of these founding members. Our initial customers are, we consider them members. They're founding members because they're helping us make our product better for them, right? We live to serve them. And that's kind of how all of our conversations become even stronger. Everybody wants to contribute and make it better. So the second part is, with a great product and great customers, and as we grow those customers in awareness, we've got investors that are suddenly saying, I mean, unsolicited, how much are you raising? You know, I've got a problem. I want to be a customer of yours, but I want to also be a potential investor of yours. So we now have, we've got a convertible note offering that's out. We've got very early interest, and then just the 3 weeks alone, kind of investors are lining up. And that part has been very fun and rewarding, because imagine literally in December, like 5 months ago, to win a Global Techstars competition and have potential friends or people in the industry say, man, I don't want to miss out on this trend, right? I missed out on the cell phone trend, and I missed out on the internet trend, and I don't want to miss out on this because it's not a trend. They see it as a pain point. So that's what also propelled us forward, right? Not just that there were people that needed it, but people were coming to us unsolicited, Josh, right? So when I kind of replay this story, and every day it feels like, man, that was a conversation I had last week. No, that was a conversation we had yesterday. Like, it's like this time warp that we're going through, and it's just a blast. So we're running fast. We've got investors that are starting to court us. We've got a capital raise that's underway right now, and we're just generating as much awareness and adoption as quickly as we can.
So you've actually captured the attention of investors where they've heard about your product, unsolicited, came to you and say, I want to invest. Correct. You also have big key partners who are interested in this project and
yes.
what you're doing. Like, talk to me a yeah. little bit about that.
So several different, you know, real estate breakfasts and outlooks and different kind of marketing sessions that are being hosted by various people in the real estate industry, we attend those things. And in early January, I was at the Future of Central Florida Real Estate, the Outlook for 2018, and Mayor Buddy Dyer was there and several other kind of movers and shakers. And I had the good fortune to meet the president of CCIM of Central Florida and the president of CIFCAR, Central Florida Commercial Association of Realtors. And they both said, oh my God, love the story. There's an immediate need for our membership to have access to your tools. And they would love to kind of bring us in as an affinity partner. We're still navigating that, but understand that we're not waiting, but CCIM and National Association of Realtors and CIFCAR, those kinds of organizations are amazing. And we need to be everywhere, right?
Got it. So for people who are listening in, if they want to learn more about this, if they want to know more about joining the platform itself, mm-hmm. or you know, for the investors in our audience who want to have conversations with you and learn a little bit more, like, where could people go to find you?
Leasecake.com.
It's a piece of cake.
Yeah,
I love it. That's
exactly right. Yeah. So you know, there's so many layers. I mean, even if you're looking for a role at Leasecake, it's Tasty Careers at leasecake.com. And the funny thing is, I don't know how much time we have, Josh, but there was an ad agency in New York, and this was in early January, and they sent a note to our. They found us through Tasty Careers at leasecake.com. Through whatever reason, we had a Facebook page and a link, and they were like, we're not looking for a job. We want to write an article about you, and we're based in New York City. Can you reply back to us? So it's just hilarious, you know? And that's where, you know, we just have fun, and it's important for us to just have fun. We have a no-jerk rule. Like, we are always looking for really great, strong talent, and it's about, you know, talent, experience, and chemistry, and those three letters are, I think, the essential ingredients for, you know, what any company should hire for. But it's important to, if experience isn't there, it's talent and chemistry. And you know, you need to have fun. We've got we use Slack, and we have so many different channels on our Slack channels. And one of them is puns and phrases. And it's loaded full of, you know, you take the cake. Oh, it's the icing on the cake. There's so many layers. Hey, batter up, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's mix it up. Literally, we host advisory board mixers. Like, okay, so who's bringing the KitchenAid, you know? Like, it just kind of feels like it's a fun way to approach what a Leasecake app should be. It should be an app that lives on everyone's phones, right? Just like Airbnb is to travel and Uber is to go places and LinkedIn is for your careers. Everyone owns or rents real estate at some point in their businesses. And Leasecake is for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I wanted to point out too, so in addition to finding the tasty talent, so to speak, and the mm-hmm. right talent, you've really incorporated customers into your product development process. And I think that's a lesson that is so important for today's entrepreneurs, because so many entrepreneurs will build their products in a silo. In an office, they'll think, hey, I'm going to build this because this is kind of what I'd like. And that's not necessarily a terrible approach for solving your own problem, but if you get out there and talk, you'd mentioned that your customers will actually help you build the product for you. And if you truly listen, and it seems like you're a shining example of that, and it's a lesson that many entrepreneurs should take heed.
Great point, David.
No, and you're spot on. And I think that's one of the advantages we had. So that Saturday after the Friday pizza night, and we were the top vote getter, Jim Bankston comes into, you know, Catalyst, right, for the middle of that day, and he's like, "What the heck just happened, Taj? And we want to talk to you. Like, we just extracted all this information." And then, but we got out of the building. We started talking to customers. We had, you know, Google surveys and all sorts of, you know, various inputs. And by the end of that weekend, it was 70 people. But it just doesn't stop. And it should never stop, right? Always, always, always listen to the customer. The customer is always right. And it doesn't mean that we could have interviewed people and said, "Tell me, David, what's your pain point in commercial real estate management? What do you want it to be?" And pretty universally, they'd say, "I just don't want to deal with a spreadsheet. God, isn't there some better way?" No one could articulate that one better way, mm-hmm. right? But as soon as you start showing them, "Do you want it to kind of be like this?" And they'd be like, "Yeah." "Do you want it to kind of do this?" They go like, "Yeah." "What's your other pain point?" They go, "It's this and this. Could it be like this?" And they go, "Yeah." So this is why when they see what we have, no one's delivering it in that unique way, because you only care about five things. Right. When's the rent due? And a tenant's like, "I know when the rent's due. I just don't want to get a late fee." Right. You have to balance both sides of the equation. "I want to know when my lease is expiring." Why does a tenant want to know that? "Because, David, you might be in Spain. And if I don't call you, you might assume, because I haven't called you, that I'm going to be evicted or not evicted. You're not going to renew my lease. But I really like you. Right. And I've paid my rent on time, but you've forgotten to call me to say, 'Hey, Taj, you want to renew your lease because it's coming up.' So the assumption is, because you're in Spain, I'm just going to move because, man, I don't know. I haven't heard from David, and I think he might kick me out. I just don't know." And you come back. So anyway, all of these miscommunications are missteps and missed opportunities in life. So if you focus on what they care about and you deliver something and you always listen for what's that next thing, just keep it simple, you know, and that secure and satisfying part of it's what we're all about.
Yeah. Well, this is good. I'm actually like salivating this much talk about cake.
Should we have some cake?
We should definitely have some cake.
Next time we do this, I'll bring some cake and some milk.
Oh man, that sounds incredible. So, Taj, thanks so much for sharing this and for this like exciting journey that you're on. This is totally incredible. We're really proud of you. Orlando Entrepreneurs like really wants to lift you up and just say what an incredible job winning a global competition like that. That's extremely well known and people plan for years for that. And you were able to go in there and identify a pain point and solve that. What great intuition you have. So I want to really lift you up. But just thanks for coming on the show, sharing your wisdom, your excitement about this, talking to me about cake. I love cake. And just being a great part of Orlando.
Nice. Yeah. Thanks very much, Josh. David, it's a pleasure to meet you and be here.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen in the audience, fellow entrepreneurs, just thank you for listening into Orlando Entrepreneurs. Thank you for being entrepreneurs and building a great future with us. We hope you have a wonderful day, and we will talk with you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening in on today's episode. If you would like to be a guest on the show or start a conversation with me, Josh, your host, send me an email to josh@orlandoentrepreneurs.org. You can also find out more information on Orlando's entrepreneurial ecosystem, discover resources to help you start and grow your business, and subscribe to future shows by visiting www.orlandoentrepreneurs.org.